of education, or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future in a single moment. See how far your support can go at unbound.org.
Bloom Daddy.
.735 Bloom Daddy Radio Network. Got a special guest joining me now, Jimmy Failla, who was a New York City cab driver turned professional stand-up comic. He appears on Fox News Channel, Fox Business Network, and the host of Fox Across America. Jimmy, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Well, thanks for being on the show. So this third vaccine, is this a game changer? Are all these Democratic governors that are going to quit shutting down their economies and get kids back to school?
No. So here's the deal. Medically, it is a game changer, yes. Politically, it is a game changer, no. They don't want to reopen, because if they do, they can't keep passing legislation. Like, the whole point of this dopey bill right now, which is $1.9 trillion, as you know, less than 9% of it goes towards public health, is it's a Trojan horse for a lot of Democratic policies that would never get through on their own. Dopey things like the $15 an hour minimum wage, you know, Pelosi wants a tunnel outside her district. They're talking about building a bridge in upstate New York, which I do not advise, because the way they're running this state, most people are just going to jump off the bridge. it ain't good. It's not good, Bloom Daddy. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll be honest with you, though, Jimmy. When Biden became president, I thought COVID would disappear immediately. I mean, immediately, because we know that a lot of these governors and a lot of these politicians used it as a tool against then-President Trump. So I thought once Biden got in there, it would all be good. But that's not been the case in some states.
Well, you want to know what happened? This was the downfall of that whole theory, because I was with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
They have nothing to cover with Trump off the stage. So it didn't go away. They went after all of the useful idiots that they were propping up during the election. You know, a good example of that would be, you know, a guy like our Governor Andrew Cuomo, who we knew was doing a terrible job last spring. It was something we were upfront about when, you know, he'd ordered on March 25th to send infected coronavirus patients into nursing homes. What could possibly go wrong?
Right.
We knew that was a thing then, but the media was propping him up and giving him Emmys because they were building him up as a means of tearing Trump down. Why can't you be like Cuomo? Oh, why can't you be like Andy? Meanwhile, back to Rand, Andy wrote a self-congratulatory book in the middle of a pandemic. Like, for all of the football fans in the audience, this is the equivalent of dumping the Gatorade on yourself at half of a game you're not winning.
Right.
It's halftime. You're down 28. Hey, hold on. I'll be right back. I'm just going to go dump some Gatorade. It's idiotic, but that's who's running the Democratic Party. So what happened is, yeah, COVID is here, and Democratic ineptitude is here with it. And I think if you're, you know, a conservative, you should be inspired by the fact that these people had no plan for governance. So as bad as it's going to be for 2 years, we're getting the keys back to everything because nobody's signing up for this.
Talking to host of Fox Across America, Jimmy Failla, right now, which is live weekdays 12 to 3, Fox News Radio's affiliate network, and via the Fox News app. Jimmy, what about schools? And this is something that has irritated the hell out of me from day one. Every expert, every scientist you always hear, listen to the science, has said for months, and I mean months, kids need to be back in school. Schools are not super spreaders. Kids are not super spreaders. Let's get it going. And in some states, in some districts, that has happened to the credit of those schools and teachers and parents. But in a lot of states and in a lot of districts, it has not happened. Is this simply the teachers' union flexing their muscles in some of these locations and Democrats in charge not wanting them to put them in their place?
Yes. I mean, that's the short answer. When they said follow the science, they left off an ellipses, like a dot, dot, dot. They meant to write follow the science, teachers money, you know, because it's a political donation.
Right.
And it's bad, man. Like, I'm not supposed to be teaching a kid anything. As you said, I grew up driving a taxi in New York City. If the future of America is entrusted to me, we have failed as a country. And I want you to know this. This is a true story. Last spring, this is when I knew the jig was up. Like, I had written an op-ed about this for Fox over the summer.
Yeah.
Like, an impassioned plea. Because my son had asked me, and I mean this, he wanted to know what date we celebrate Cinco de Mayo on.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I was like, all right, the date is May 5th. That's what it means. I am not going to make it as a Spanish teacher. And I, you know, we've got to reopen the school. So that's been my push, like, since last spring.
Right.
And this is the one thing I wanted to say to you. This is what they're so disingenuous about, man, is like, you know, everybody is going to have to absorb some degree of risk if we want to reopen. That's just a gig. That doesn't mean we're playing down the pandemic. Doesn't mean we're not taking it seriously. But that's the way they're having this discussion. They're like, oh, if you want to reopen, you know, you just want to kill grandma. Well, it turns out we don't want to kill her as bad as Cuomo did, but stay on message, Jimmy.
Yeah.
They are conflating wanting to reopen with not caring. And the truth is nobody, in a good state, Florida's a great example, a state that opened, nobody said, hey, we're pulling the goalie. We're not going to wash our hands. We're not going to wear a mask. They just said, we're going to reopen and we're going to trust people to have self-preservation instinct. And the Democrats, the reason they don't do that is, one, obviously they want to pass legislation and be in control, but two, they think you're an idiot. In fact, they know you're an idiot if you're voting for them.
Yeah, Jimmy, 2 points I want to make here, and I want to get your comments. And I've always said this, and my listeners are probably sick and tired of hearing it, but I've always said, when it came to influenza, we didn't bat an eye at 20 to 60,000 people dying every year. It wasn't even on our radar. But one person dies of COVID, and we're shutting everything down. That's number one. Number two, when it comes to kids in schools, this is exactly why you can't have infectious disease doctors being the end-all, be-all when it comes to decision-making, because they're geeks. I mean, let's face it. They're incredibly smart, but they have no common sense. We've all met people like that. So they're not going to take into consideration the detrimental effects on children when it comes to their emotions, their lack of socialization, missing out on extracurriculars. All they look at are COVID numbers, case numbers. Are they up? Okay. Nobody in school. Shut it down. These, you listen to people like that, but you sure as hell don't let them have the final decision.
Yeah, no two ways about it. I think at this point, because Fauci has just been all over the map, at this point, most people would prefer to get pitching advice from Fauci over medical advice. You know.
Yeah. What's the show me your slider grip, Doc?
Yeah. Well, now to his credit, he did get out there and make sure that nobody caught anything. You know, he was even throwing that way. But yeah. No, this is the thing. The term everybody uses when it comes to, you know, politics, they say, oh, they moved the goalposts. But in this instance, they have relocated the team. 15 days to flatten the curve is a year old now. And when they extended it, they were like, well, you know, once we get a vaccine, life will go back to normal. Now we have three vaccines. You know, we went from no mask to some mask to I can't believe it's not masked to now we have two masks. And nothing's changing in terms of the restrictions, which means this was all about power. Like, I'm glad you see through it. I see through it. But we need more people who do, because the only way we're going to get it back is if on some level we take it back. I'm not talking about a war.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about open defiance, because they can't enforce it if we go out and take back, you know, what is rightly ours, which is our freedom. You know, I feel like William Wallace now. Listen to me. I'm fired up, man.
I am William. Yeah, you know, and you also look at some of the stupid comments. And I mean, like, you know, all of a sudden a bunch of bikers in Sturgis is a super spreader, but thousands of people in the streets of every city across America protesting and rioting is not a super spreader. I mean, I'm telling you, 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now, people are going to look back on how we mishandled this pandemic, and they're going to laugh. It's going to be comical.
Yes, it is. I mean, listen, it takes a lot to make me feel smart, but this generation of Democrats, like, I feel like I could have been a valedictorian in my high school class. Like, the guy who didn't even show up sober to graduation, I feel like I could have been at that, should have known what this was.
Jimmy, thanks for your time this morning, man.
My man, let's do it again soon. I'm ready, buddy.
Yeah, that's no problem. Well. That's Jimmy Failla right there, host of Fox Across America, live weekdays 12 to 3 on Fox News Radio's affiliate network and via the Fox News app.
There were some great lines in there.
He did. He did. And, you know, getting back to schools, too. You had parents and students in the Pine Richland School District in Gibsonia, PA. They held a rally last night for the return of in-person learning. They want the school board to vote to bring students back into the classrooms because the parents are saying, look, virtual learning is ineffective. And recent student surveys prove the point. So they surveyed 100 seniors. More than 50% of them who responded said remote learning is not effective. Almost all of them feel disconnected from their peers. 78% said they had mental health concerns in the past year. Isolation from virtual learning, loss of extracurricular activities. Who's listening to these people? It's not the school board at Pine Richland. It's obviously not. The last time Pine Richland students in grades 4 through 12 were in school full-time was March 13th of 2020. That's appalling. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's almost criminal. It's almost criminal. Pine Richland's administration unveiled their timeline for a phased return of students for 5-day-per-week option. What are they scared of? Once again, schools are not super spreaders. Kids are not super spreaders. You know what they're scared of? They're kowtowing to the teachers at Pine Richland. And some parents aren't buying it. They think the district's using this timeline as a stall tactic. They won't follow through. We're going to be talking to Amy Turchik, a parent who was there last night live at 8:20, to get more on this. Jump over to Buckeye Local School District, Jefferson County, Ohio, Steubenville, near Steubenville. You have parents there starting a petition to advocate for sending their kids back to school in the fall of 2021 with no COVID restrictions. And they're taking this to the Buckeye Local School Board. They're going to demand that their kids' lives are not to be compromised any longer. They say they will not sacrifice the normal development of their kids. They'll not tolerate a school board that's unwilling to stand up to the teachers' union or parents whose worries are built on media hysteria and virtue signaling. They want kids of all ages to go back this fall full-time in person with no restrictions, no masks, no social distancing, and return all extracurricular activities and sports and make the necessary changes for the children to catch back up easier. Parents have got to take charge. Demand this. Run for school board. Fire superintendents. Get rid of school board members. And in some districts, put teachers back in their place. These are public schools. These teachers work for you. You pay their salaries. And yet you get some of these teachers who just don't want to go back to work, or they just want to be, you know, like I said, puff their chest out and say, we're the ones calling the shots. No, you're not. No, you're not. Parents need to get riled up. They need to take control of the situation in districts where they have no control, in districts where the administration in the union doesn't want to listen and doesn't want to do the right thing for the kids. Parents need to step it up. You got California Governor Gavin Newsom. They're bribing teachers to go back to school in California. $6.6 billion is going to be put toward reopening. $2 billion going toward grants to entice schools to reopen. Entice. Are they not listening to the science in California? You get an assemblyman saying he hopes the deal will spur more teachers to return to their classrooms. Why are you asking them, assemblyman? Why are you asking them in California? Fire them. Since when do teachers in a public school system dictate to parents who, again, pay their salaries whether or not their kids get education that they are paying for? You fire them and you move on. But they don't have the balls to do it. Why? Because teachers union and Democratic Party go hand in hand. You know it, and I know it. 800-624-1170, Bloom Daddy, coming right back at you after this. Somebody save your soul, cause you've been sinning in the city. I know too many troubles, all these lovers got you losing control. You like a drug to me, a luxury, my sugar and gold. I want the good life every good night, you're a hot one to hold.
News Radio 1170, WWVA.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy for United Dairy. Now, you know United Dairy makes, well, dairy products like milk, ice cream, sour cream, and more. But did you know United Dairy also makes non-dairy products like orange juice, popsicles, and iced tea? If you're an iced tea lover, then you need to drink United Dairy's iced tea. I'm talking not only sweet iced tea, but real sugar iced tea, peach, raspberry, and lemon iced tea, and even diet lemon and diet peach iced tea. If you love iced tea, and you love a high-quality product, then you need to buy United Dairy.
Country Club Rehabilitation Campus in Bel Air offers long-term therapy, assisted living apartments, and suites. If you're looking for a place to rehab or a place to enjoy the golden years, remember Country Club Rehabilitation Campus in Bel Air. Call 740-676-2300.
Announcing National PoopFix.com Challenge.
Kayla here. Now I have perfect poops. Got my husband, dad, and best friend doing it. Our waist looks so much smaller with the bloating gone so fast. Poop Fix actually works.
Do the PoopFix.com Challenge.
Texting while driving is a serious problem on America's roads. Did you know that when you send or receive a text while driving, you take your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds? At 55 miles an hour, that's like driving more than the length of an entire football field, blindfolded. As a result, thousands of people die every year in crashes related to distracted driving. That's why officers are out looking for people who text while driving, and that's why they write tickets, to save lives. So if you text while driving, you will get caught. And that's nothing to LOL about. You drive, you text, you pay.
Belmont County has fun things to do for the entire family. Fairs and festivals, great outdoor recreation, lodging and dining, and more. For information on upcoming events and area attractions, visit Belmont County Tourism Council online at visitbelmontcounty.com, like and follow us on Facebook, or call 740-695-4359 to request a free visitor's guide. Get out and enjoy Belmont County, Ohio. We have something for everyone to enjoy.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy from McCoy Consulting in Wheeling. If you own a business and are looking for an alternative strategy for healthcare for your employees and want additional information, you need to call McCoy Consulting. They specialize in employee benefit packages, thinking outside the box so that you, the employer, are in total control. Mike Caruso and his team at McCoy Consulting will work for you because that's what you deserve. Don't let your employees' benefit package control you. Call McCoy Consulting right now, 304-233-1185.
Relationships can be difficult. Knowing your rights before papers are filed is crucial to protecting children and marital assets. Hiring the right lawyer can make the difference. Licensed in Ohio and West Virginia, McCardle Law Office knows how to navigate complex and emotionally charged family law cases on both sides of the river. Let McCardle Law Office, located at 2139 Marcus Street in Wheeling, use its 25 years of experience to assist you. They use old-fashioned values to produce the right results.
It's all about the nose. It's your air filter, the first line of defense against bacteria and viruses. If too many germs get stuck in your nose, guess what? You get sick. That's why it's so important to keep your nose clean, just like washing your hands. Nasal irrigation gets rid of germs by rinsing the nasal cavity, but neti pots are hard to use and, frankly, kind of gross. Now there's a better way to keep your nose clean and help your body protect itself. It's called Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, bacteria, and viruses. Millions use Navage for fast, all-natural relief from sinus congestion and allergies, and to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and comes with an absolute guarantee of satisfaction. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Now it's time to start cleaning your nose with Navage. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Bacon, beer, bottomless mimosas. If you love all those things, then you'll love brunch at the Pike 40. Come see us every Saturday from 11 to 2 and enjoy food and drink specials to start your weekend off right. The Pike 40, exit 208 in Morristown.
Jacob & Sons Quality Meats of Martins Ferry, right down from the Martins Ferry football field. If you're looking for quality, freshness, and a great taste when it comes to your meat products, then I highly recommend this family-owned and operated business. Go to jacobandsonsqualitymeats.com to see all they offer, or just head to 306 Center Street in Ferry.
Are you tired of scraping ice from your windshield? Have Ohio Valley Auto Accessories in Lansing install a CompuStar Remit Starter. A Remit Starter is not just for warming up your vehicle. It can also help clear frost, light snow, or ice from your vehicle's windows during cold weather. And it can help get your vehicle cooled down in warmer weather. Call Ohio Valley Auto Accessories today at 740-738-0151 and schedule your appointment today. Be sure to like and follow Ohio Valley Auto Accessories on Facebook.
Bloom Daddy.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realized it's on my
Hey, believe it or not, I've got a sign of sanity. I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about coming up in a couple of minutes. First, I want to go to the phone lines, 800-624-1170. Dave in Youngstown. Dave, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, good morning. I just wanted a quick story here.
Yeah.
My son goes to a private school in Youngstown, Ohio. We've been 5 days a week since the middle of August when school started. I've had only one minor interruption around Thanksgiving for 2 weeks where they went virtual. Schools can be open. It's working perfectly fine. Our public school district in the city of Youngstown has not even sent a kid back to school yet this year.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
It's ridiculous. Our school made a decision to try to get the kids back 5 days a week, and I applaud their leadership, and they figured out how to do it, and it's been done, and the kids are doing well.
Hey Dave.
So, yeah. Says the teachers can't do it. It can be done.
Oh, it's an excuse. Absolutely. And, Dave, to your point, private parochial schools around the United States have been 5 days a week for as long as you just mentioned. And I don't see any reports of teachers dropping dead, students dropping dead, athletes dropping dead, nothing. Nothing.
You know, there's been, you know, the minor things they've had to adjust.
Right.
I get, you know, they're trying to play the game with everybody else to make everybody safe. That's first and foremost. But trust me, education can occur in the classroom 5 days a week. I've been living it all year. Thank goodness my school has chosen that path. And I applaud them for that. So
all
I
right.
appreciate your common sense radio every morning. Thank you very much.
No problem, Dave. Thanks for the call. 800-624-1170. Let's go to Natrona Heights. Mike, some money behind nursing home scandals.
Yeah, first-time caller.
Well, don't make it your last.
My grandpa once said, if you want to understand politics, follow the money. I see leftist politicians always acting out, like, out there like there's never enough resources. So fewer seniors in nursing homes means paying less Medicaid and state pensions. So indirectly and quietly helps balance budgets.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, everybody has always said that. Whenever you want to get to the bottom of a scandal or whenever you want to get to the bottom of something you don't understand, like you said, Mike, you follow the money. You simply follow the money, and it'll lead you to the promised land almost every time. Thanks, buddy. 800-624-1170. Here's your sign of sanity. An Oregon judge ruled last week that the Miss USA pageant can ban trans women. So let me say that again. An Oregon judge ruled last week that the Miss USA pageant, I told you I can't talk today. It is what it is. It's one of those days. Can ban trans women. This was brought on by a trans woman in the state who wanted to compete in the pageant. And basically the judge said, this pageant is for natural born females. Now, he or she went after the Miss USA pageant saying that, you know, residents have the right to full and equal accommodations without discrimination on account of race, religion, sex, or sexual orientation, as well as violated her First Amendment rights of free speech and free association. But the district judge here ruled that Miss USA is, quote, an expressive organization, not a commercial one, so it has a First Amendment right to its message. Now, Miss USA said it supports diversity, isn't anti-trans, but stated in its motion to dismiss these claims that its mission is geared toward what it's called natural-born women. And that allowing trans women to compete would undermine its vision and affect its message of biological female empowerment. So, Otis, for once, we have some sanity brought back into the equation.
Oh, it's refreshing. I mean, you know, I've seen a thing on the internet. Now, I'm not saying it's 100% true, but there's a retired Navy veteran. He's like in his late 30s, early 40s. He's like 6'6", 6'7", something like that. And he is now playing Division III women's basketball.
Because he identifies as a woman.
There's pictures of him with a uniform on, long hair. He's got his Navy tats all over his arms. I mean, and yet he towers over every female on this team.
Ridiculous.
But because he identifies as a woman, he's allowed to play this Division III basketball.
Somebody was telling me the other day that there's a girl who identifies as a horse on the internet running and galloping all over the place on all fours. I told you, it's going to be a matter of time before somebody identifies as a dog and goes out and takes a leak on somebody's car or fire hydrant, and they're going to be perfectly allowed to do it because they identify as a dog. That's how crazy things have become. And every time you think it can't get any worse, it will, because there's always somebody starved for attention out there who's going to push the envelope each and every time. Top headlines are coming up, including we're going live to Chicago. And Minneapolis continues their safety preps ahead of next week's trial of the former police officer charged with the murder in the death of George Floyd. We're going to get the latest on that and all the other situations out there. Phone lines are open, 800-624-1170.